Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The first two questions are just for statistical purposes only. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And what was the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes, I vote.
Thank you. Okay, thanks. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I definitely will. I vote every time.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction? Go ahead.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Below, I'm going to reach a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. I'm going to go three by three. Property taxes, city budget and spending, housing. Any of them?
No.
No?
No.
Which one? I need three of them. I got property taxes, city budget and spending, and housing. That's what are the first three.
Housing.
The next three is transportation, education, legalized marijuana.
Ooh, marijuana.
Okay. Thank you. And the next ones are jobs, economy, criminal justice reform, racial inequity.
Racial inequity.
Thank you. That's all I need, three. Thanks. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so we can move on to the next one. The first one is Rob Durant's, 0 to 10.
0.
0, thanks. How about Lourdes Barroso de Padilla, 0 to 10.
Don't know him.
Okay. And the next one is Louis Gill, 0 to 10.
Don't know him.
Okay. The next one is Adrienne Hood.
Don't know her.
Okay. The next one is Emmanuel Remy.
Don't know him.
Okay. Megan Gilgore.
Don't know her.
Okay. The Columbus City Council, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. The Fraternal Order of Police, 0 to 10.
Oh, I would say 7.
Thank you. Shannon Harden, 0 to 10.
Don't know her.
Okay. And the next one is Daisy Day Hour.
Don't know her.
Okay, thank you. And Shayla Favor.
Don't know her.
Thank you. And the other one is Farhan Jetty.
Nope, sorry, don't know him.
Okay. Nick Paxton.
Don't know him.
Thank you. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to a system increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in the 9 district areas of the city, in the 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or where or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one is, I would rather re-elect City Council so that they can continue the work they have been doing. The other one is, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Which one is the one that you closest to you?
The second one.
I would rather elect new people?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In the November election for the Columbus City Council, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nick Paxton or for Farhan Jetty? And if you had to
I don't know.
Okay.
Undecided
then?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockar or Louis Gill? And if you had to choose, you don't know them either, right?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so I guess undecided?
Undecided, yes.
Okay. If the November selection for the, they're gonna give you the names of all of them. The election for the Columbus City Council were held today. Will you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? And if you had to choose, will you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? Which one would you vote? Do you know them?
Undecided.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means this statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. A 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. A 0 means it makes you much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. This is the first one. Now we're going to get to know them. Nick Paxton is a Columbus City Council member and graduated of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Paxton understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million. Yeah, this thing is bad. $100 million in investments. Linden and Hilltop. My mouse is a little crazy. It's just keeps going up and down. Okay, here we go. $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all his residents. Now, would that make you much less likely to vote for him? No more or less likely, or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Okay, now the next one is Farhan Jetty. Came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English. As he pursued the American dream, Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. Much more likely.
Did you say whether he was Republican or Democrat?
It didn't. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if he. No, it doesn't say anything about his political.
He's probably independent then.
All right.
Much more likely.
So much more likely. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Now, sometimes in service, the people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Paxton or Farhan Jetty? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Nick? Okay. Nick Paxton. Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement makes you more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council, or 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and a 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. The next person is Luis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorser publican, Luis is running for city council to give the voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. 0, much less likely. 5, no more or less likely. 10, much more likely.
Not likely.
A 0 or 1 or 2 or 3?
4.
4, thank you. Okay, the next guy is, or woman, let's see. Oh, yeah, Nancy Day Ackauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. 0 to 10.
Probably a 10.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along here. We do appreciate, we're halfway there, we're more than halfway there. I do appreciate and thank you for being so patient, ma'am. Sometimes in the survey like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ackauer or Luis Gill, if you had to choose?
Nancy.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for a candidate for city council. If 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. And a 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for a candidate for city council in November 2023. The next person we have here is Adrian Hood. Okay, now, Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay, the next one is Emmanuel Remy. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on city council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. Zero 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now, sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? If you had to choose,
Adrian.
Would you vote for Adrian? Thank you.
Adrian Hood.
Thank you. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? I'm going to read you two statements. Candidate A. To make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. Candidate B. To make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. Which one do you support more? What candidate, A or B?
B.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information about actions that Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis, so the police can focus on violence emergencies. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council approved $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adults age 21 and older in Ohio. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults, or are you still undecided? If you had to choose, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose the amendment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Support the amendment. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an issue on the ballots to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the city of the county's auditors appraised value for a home commencing in 2023. I'm sorry, go ahead. You want to say something?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem. For a home commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the measure, or would you vote no to oppose the measure, or are you still undecided? If you have to choose, would you vote yes to support the measure or not to oppose the measure?
I'm really undecided.
Okay. That's good. Thank you. We almost done the last questions. So just statistical purposes, we are 89. We only have a few questions left. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for staying there with me. Thank you for your patience. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total income? What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,199, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000. That one, 55 to 64?
54.
Thank you. This completes our service. Thank you so very much for your time, and have a pleasant evening. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.